Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it is at least here in Cartagena. For those of you elsewhere in the world, good whatever time of day it is to you. And thank you for joining us either in the Adobe Connect room or in the face-to-face opportunity we have here at ICANN number 39. We're starting off today's session with a kick-off discussion with ICANN's community leaders on the development of the FY12 operating plan and budget. And we have Kevin, our much beloved Kevin, in the room. We have Juan, who will get used to us eventually, and we have Janice, who knows us better than we know ourselves, who are going to be running this first section of the meeting. Yes, okay, we'll do that. While we are in the meeting, I will let you know that if you are using the interpretation services that we have today, which are in English, French and Spanish channels. Channel 1 on your headsets is English. Channel 2 on your headsets is French. Channel 3 on your headsets is Spanish. Please feel free to use your most comfortable language if you are around the table. However, if you are on the Adobe Connect telephone bridge, we are only offering an English channel today. I do apologise, but there's only so much multilingual networking we can do at these meetings. What it does mean, however, ladies and gentlemen, is that both the MP3, the recording, not only of the AC room, but what happens in this room today, will be available for public, and we will have a transcript done in each of the three languages. So because we are having transcription and recording done from the interpreters on site here, I will ask each and every one of you to speak clearly, concisely, saying your name when you begin if I have not identified you. So if I say over to you, Olivier, he doesn't probably need to say, thank you, this is Olivier. But make sure that for the transcript purposes, a name is punctuated between speakers. Have I filibustered long enough, or do you need me to go any more? I mean, I could do another round of something, a song, a dance. Okay. Later, children, later. Okay. Enough frivolity, Leo. Come on. Let's just get straight into the discussion with ICANN community on the development of the FY12 operating plan and budget, and over to you, Juan. All right, over to you, Kevin. I don't know who's doing this.
This is Kevin Wilson. I'm the outgoing CFO, and it's a great pleasure to have be here to present the budget. I'll be handing over to Juan Ojeda, literally and figuratively, in a minute. I wanted to, if I could, just set this up, contextualize the presentation. Juan's focusing on the F. What's that? Set this presentation up. There is way too much frivolity here. This is serious business, Cheryl. And I just wanted to contextualize the presentation a bit. Juan's focus is on the development of the FY12 budget development process and operating plan. And he's looking forward, and it's a blank slate, which is good. That's the way it needs to be. But I wanted to let you all know, ALAC in particular, and the at-large community and those of you who have been very vocal about the process in the past, to let you know that your input, although you won't see this directly in the presentation, you'll see it, you'll see your words in there, that your input into the process has been very, very instrumental and very valuable in making this, bringing us this far along. You'll also see some of the response has been come from suggestions from other SOs and ACs, and so it may seem some parts may seem a little bit irrelevant to what the ALAC concerns were, But we wanted you to be aware of that, that this is all for the overall community. So I wanted to set that up. I also see Akram Atala, our new chief operating officer, is here as well. So maybe, Akram, if it's okay, we'll hand it over to you so that you can hand it over to Juan so you can introduce yourself. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you for having us here and giving us the time to present the new budget process to you. I hope that this will be a constructive meeting, and we're looking for your feedback as well as continuous improvement of the process as we go. A lot of the things that we're trying to do, we haven't done before, so we would like to try them, and as they work, we'll improve on them, and with your help and your feedback, we hopefully can get this down to a science. Let me introduce Juan, our new controller, and he will walk us through this, and please let's make it an interactive session so that we can get as much feedback as we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Akram. Thank you, Kevin. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for sharing a few minutes of your busy schedule with us as we go over the new some of the new enhancements that ICANN has in place for the budget development beginning with fiscal year 12. Buenos días a todos miembros de AILAC.
Good morning to all you members. I am the controller, Juan Ojeda, and I am quite pleased to share with you some minutes of my time and your time to discuss the development of the processes for the fiscal year 2012.
That ICANN has made to its budget development process have been in direct response to community feedback that we've received. These enhancements have been made by ICANN to honor its commitment to obtain earlier, more active participation from SO and AC leadership. Things that we'll achieve during this meeting in that pursuit is to clarify the process for the overall budget development, and specifically at what points in time SOs and ACs will have that opportunity to provide input to its development. We'll also be clarifying the current basic set of support services that ICANN is providing to AILAC specifically to help them in any way we can to achieve its goals and its missions for the fiscal year. We'll also be clarifying the revised budget timeline, as well as Arkham mentioned, hopefully have some open dialogue share some comments and thoughts with all of you so that we can ensure that we have a well-thought-out process that we all can agree on. Some of these process enhancements include the following. Whereas in the past, the strategic plan and the actual budget development were two separate processes, each lasting about 6 months in duration, and where the completion of the strategic plan was a prerequisite for the commencement of the budget development phase, we've now tied the strategic plan in to, or we've tied in each phase to each of the three ICANN meetings. The strategic plan is now targeted for completion upon the first ICANN meeting of the fiscal year. So for fiscal year 12, we've actually completed the draft strategic plan, and it has been posted for public comment, I believe, as of the 27th of November. The next phase, which is the development of the framework, has a target completion date for the March meeting in San Francisco. And the final phase, which is the actual development of the draft, the final draft operating plan and budget that ultimately gets forwarded to the board for adoption, has a targeted completion date of the June for the June meeting in Asia. The other enhancements that we've made include expanding the timeline for which framework development is taking place to allow earlier input from the SOs. excuse me, take a quick drink. From SO and IC input, whereas before, input was received initially upon posting of the framework for public comment. We're now taking input towards its actual development, which hopefully, again, shows our pursuit of honoring our commitment for that. And we're also by virtue of this meeting and the overall process, encouraging ESOs and ACs to be engaged in participating in the actual development of the support services that ICANN is providing. In this slide, the yellow, as I previously mentioned, the yellow arrow is represents the development of the strategic plan. As you can see, it's targeting for completion by the Cartagena meeting. The green arrow representing the development of the framework, if you notice, it's targeted for completion in the San Francisco meeting. What's interesting to note here is that now, if you look at the tail end, or I should say the beginning of the development of the framework, now it's taking place much earlier than it has in the past. Now we're no longer required to have the strategic plan completed in order to begin this process. And we began this process, if you'll recall, in November with the initial kickoff meetings. And the final phase, the development of the draft operating plan and budget is targeted to be completed and forwarded to the board in time for our June meeting. Each of the starbursts that you see up above on each arrow represents when each part of the phase is posted to the website for public comment. So as I previously mentioned, the strategic plan was posted on the 27th of November. The framework will be posted for public comment sometime in February of next year. And as required by the bylaws, the draft operating plan and budget will be posted for public comment as of the 17th of May. Any questions so far? Next slide. So the following is a chain of events that will be taking place between now and the adoption of the budget. So right now we're in the first phase, which is finalizing the basic set of services and the guidelines for the processes that we'll be handling in order to take any special requests not currently being covered by this basic set of services. Once we receive the special request submissions from ESOs and ACs, finance will be cost estimating them so that they can be then included into the framework development, which will then be posted for public comment. Once we receive these public comments and they're summarized and analyzed, then the development of the draft budget will take place, which will then be posted for public comment by the 17th of May. Leading to the final operating plan and budget that will be submitted to the board for adoption. So this is the basic set of support services that ICANN is currently providing and will be providing on an ongoing basis. These range, I don't know how well you can see up on the projector, but these range from secretariat support services to subject matter experts from either staff or third-party consultants, telecommunications, teleconferencing for all of the meetings that ALEC has in place, as well as legal and finance support. Sorry, I'm having a hard time reading up there.
Yeah.
And then finally, the travel support services below, which represent on an annualized basis. Next slide. So now, then.
Yes.
All right.
Do you have a problem with this?
nothing. Yeah. Sorry.
This is a professional organization. No, I'll get your act together more.
My apologies. So now the question becomes, what if ALEC requires or would like special requests and services above and beyond those currently provided by this basic set of services?
Like working Adobe Connect?
Exactly. Put that on the template. We've developed the following guidelines to take such requests. First item to note is that the budget requests should ideally be received from ESOs and AC leadership. They should be sent in template form via email to an email address that we've created, controller@icann.org. Once ICANN receives these budget submission requests, we will be cost estimating them based on current information available at the time. As we'll go over on the next slide, which will actually cover the budget template, as much information as possible would allow us for a more accurate cost estimating. Once these budget submissions have been cost estimated, they will then be included in the framework, which will then be posted for public comments and go through a prioritization process. One thing to note is that ideally we'd love to have all of these special requests submitted through this period of time. However, we know that working in the real world, sometimes that's not always the case. And so we will be accepting submissions after this period and up through the final comment, public comment period. The process at that point, once the draft budget has been posted for public comments, it'll have to be a slightly different process. But to improve the chances of things being able to go through the public comment process and go through the proper prioritization process, it'd be ideal if we can get it in the first phase. So this is the template for submitting service requests. You can't really see that well. I apologize for that. So on the top part will be most of the general information, who was prepared by, the name, activity, the start date, the duration. But what's really important here, there's a line item called strategic plan impact. This whatever impact this particular request has to the plan will be critical in its prioritization process. And the section below is what are the requirements, both technical, staff, telecom, travel support, that this particular project will need during its life. As much information as you can provide, quantity, frequency, description. This is not a formulaic exercise, so you can put in numbers and text in there, and we'll go ahead and cost estimate. But again, the more information we have, the better that we can cost estimate this project.
Question?
Oh, sorry, I thought I'll stop.
No. It's a question specifically to those points.
Yeah.
And I'll go back to general comments earlier. This is Cheryl Langdonor, by the way, because Lyme didn't recognize me. that's okay, dear. With these particular templates, and that templates are something that this community are very happy to work with. In fact, we've only been trying to get ICANN to accept templates from us since, let me think, children, was it about 2006-07? So thank you. We are very happy to see this. But in the templates that we had existing and that clearly didn't work or go anywhere, we were required to put an awful lot of actual financial information. So we actually had to get the costs. I think you need to make really clear to our communities, because the leadership is the ones that are going to be filling this out, that if you put in 0.6 FTE for a staff member, you work out what the cost is for 0.6 FTE. If we put in accommodation and per diem in country Y for 19 people, you work out those details on your standard pro formas. Is that correct, or have I got it wrong?
No, that is correct. That's not to say that we might not go back to an ELAC member or our leadership if we need some more clarification, or if the SOs and ACs have better or more current information than we have. But ultimately, yes, the responsibility will fall on ICANN to provide the cost estimates.
Next slide.
So finally, to derive some clarity on the revised budget timeline, the top item, which is a check mark, indicates events that have already taken place, which are the kickoff meetings that we had during the month of November. Now we're having community discussions with all SOs and ACs and constituency groups to continue the dialogue and again, hopefully come to some consensus that we all can agree upon. Upon the completion of the Cartagena meeting, we will be taking these submissions through template form up through the month of January, through the end of the month of January. Then these will be cost estimated, included in the framework, which will then be posted in February for public comments, which will be extending through the month of March through the San Francisco meeting. At that point in time, we will be analyzing community feedback, analyzing strategic plan impact, go through a prioritization process, and then those projects that that based on the prioritization process that will be included in the draft plan will be included and posted for public comment by the 17th of May. Finally, wrapping up in the month of June, where the final operating plan and budget will be submitted to the board for adoption. Well, I know this presentation, so I know that concludes the presentation. Questions and answers will come next, so I'd really love to get some of your thoughts and any questions that you may have, again, so that we have clarity and transparency in the development of the process and any other steps in between that you may have a question on.
Thank you, Juan. Evan.
Hi. I'd like to know, this is Evan Leibovich from North American Region. I'd like to know what your approach is to sort of big budget things that might span across multi-years. And I'm thinking specifically of an approach to perhaps a second at-large summit. These tend to be projects that are very expensive, but they don't happen every year. So is this something that you would like to sort of have budget consideration every year, or something that you put some money away for it, whether or not this is a summit year? So it sort of dulls the extreme expense of having it at the time it happens, or is it something that you just wait for the fiscal year in which it happens and just spend the whole amount at that time? I mean, we want to try and plan ahead for it. We acknowledge we don't – well, not we. I don't think that there's going to be – ICANN won't have it every year, so this is something that's going to happen on on a staggered basis. So do you prefer a situation in which there's allocations made for a summit even in years in which it doesn't exist to offset the fact that there's a real big expense in the year in which it does exist?
So your question is, when you said multi-year, I thought initially you meant projects that run over the course of fiscal year, but now you mean projects that, like, they're in one fiscal year and not in the next fiscal year and so on and so forth.
Right. Let's say it's every 3, 4, or 5 years or whatever. It's a large expense the year it happens. But so is this something that – but you anticipate that it's going to happen even in years that it doesn't happen?
In that case, we'd have to take it – and please correct me if I'm wrong – we'd have to take it on a year-by-year basis. So if there's a summit that we know won't be taking place –
I understand the question is that if the amount is big enough, if the amount is too big, could we break it up into the 2 to 3 years, do some accruals so that it doesn't cost too much money? So we can do that. We can actually plan for that. I don't know that it has to be through this process. This seems to me something that the ALAC is very, it's something that will actually help the ALAC expand, and I would like to make that more of a standard, something that we do on a regular basis. So if we can come back and commit to a repeatable meeting every X years, for example, we wouldn't need to go through this process if we do that commitment, because then we will actually put it in the budget of the year that we've already committed to. So I don't think that it would actually make a difference whether we budget for it or not.
Okay, I don't think you'll get any argument on that. I guess any way we can take, to move that forward is a good one.
I just want to point out that, of course, we are also in the current strategic planning listed for general assemblies in a rotational basis. And that, of course, is something where we have the in-principle support strategically, but we do not have the financial support actually. And so that's another one of these things where we may be able to look at a proper forecasted, when this region has an ICANN meeting in its region. Now, that might happen 2 times in a 3 or 4 year cycle. Mm-hmm. We will do it only on one of these occasions, and we will know when that occasion is. So that's another one of those potential for accrual opportunities that we'd be pretty excited to explore. I think the regional leadership would love to have that predictability. And if we could work hand in glove on that, it certainly fits with the strategic planning for the next 3 year cycles. That would be a good thing. And for the transcribers, that was Akram who was talking before. Okay. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl. This is Dave Kisundial. I'm wearing my hat of Afralu right now. Okay, I can see that, okay, from the template, the item that concerns us is only about ICANN meetings. But from the Afralu perspective, it's not only meetings that are of interest to us. We have, like, a capacity building program. We have outreach programs. So my question is whether in your budget allocation, do you have any provisions for, like, a program-based budget where you allocate specific funds for outreach, specific funds for capacity building? Thank you.
Well, this is Akram. Typically, if it's not an active spend today, then we don't have allocation for it. I think that depending also on the kind of services that you need and what kind of costs we're talking about, we have the model, the financial model we're going towards is a what we would call is the core ICANN staff cost or the ICANN organizational costs, which means these are costs that provide bandwidth for additional projects instead of actually breaking up allocations across all of the different constituents. Because the model that ICANN works under is that you put a skeleton together. That skeleton, and most companies actually, it's not only ICANN, but you have a skeleton that if you had one SOAC or you had 20 of them, you need that skeleton to support the one SOAC. If you had one project or 20 projects, you need that skeleton to support them. So what you try to do is to build that skeleton so that it's leverageable across multiple organizations and minimize the cost from actually having to cost each separate organization separately. Okay. So having said that, today we have a staff that goes across multiple organizations, and we scale the particular function of the staff depending on what you need. So if you're looking for policy support, then we have the policy team that we will look at the bandwidth of that and see, can we absorb what you need within the current team, or do we need to go add bandwidth because you need some help, somebody else needs some help, and we need another additional person in the team. So it's a scalability issue. So not all the costs are just additional costs. There is part of the cost that can be absorbed and part of the cost that goes in addition to what we currently have. So when you come back and ask us for something, we look at all of that cost and we look at it that, you know, really what is the add-on cost for supporting that function. So when you go with this plan and you put together a requirement that says we need capacity expansion, this program is going to cost us, you know, we need one FTE support in this area, one FTE support in that area, then we look at that and we cost it, but then the real cost might not be the exact cost of that program because some of it will be absorbed with the current team. So that will also help us support more, do more with less. So so I would encourage you for this kind of program to really articulate the needs to make it happen, what you believe you need to make it happen, and then the justification for it. It's very important that any new project that we want to take on works toward the strategic goals that also roll out before this one, so that we can, the more we can justify it in the strategic goal, the more the board will be enthusiastic about funding it, right? So it's kind of like a return on investment kind of thinking, but since it's not like a business where you're going to sell this many things and going to pay for them this much and that's your return on investment. There's some subjective subjective analysis that has to go into the value of what we're going to do for the strategic goals of the organization. Okay.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions coming in from the chat room, which unfortunately I had to get reposted because the chat room has been so unstable that most of my chat says connecting. So having had them reposted, I will read a question from Danny Younger, then we will go to Sebastian and Tijani, okay? Question one from Danny Younger. As the strategic, and it only works if people don't move the chat, seeing the chat is so small, every time someone pushes more chat in, we lose it. Okay, as the strategic plan calls for regular contingency planning, I will overcome, despite your best efforts, staff. I will overcome, right. Scrolling up once more. As the strategic plan calls for regular contingency planning exercises, I would like to have the at-large community convene a special two-day contingency planning meeting well in advance of the new GTLD launch to arrive at constructive recommendations on topics such as probable registrar front-running scenarios and the gaming of registry batch pools, potential Sunrise-related disasters and potential abuse stemming. Now, that is the type of thing that I gather we would be putting on one of these service request templates. Is my interpretation of that type of request correct, gentlemen?
Your interpretation is correct.
So, Danny, it sounds to me like we've got the paperwork. We can get you to fill it out and put it up through Naralo, and it'll go into the soupy mix, which is a very good thing indeed. I'll come to your second question after we've had another speaker. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Thank you. As a ALAC member and not a future member of the Board Finance Committee, I think we need to be careful on what we request to the community. They can't spend time to explain us why they need to be to do a retreat. It's the main purpose of the at-large organization. And we need to find a way to help them not to spend time on administrative issue or to re-explain why ICANN is so important that we need end user to be engaged. Outreach must be into the program, whatever ALAC say or at-large say. But we need to be sure that the outreach is done also for end user as well as the other community. It's the same for capacity building. If we have people with no knowledge about ICANN, we will fail. Then why ask them if they need it? Yes, we need end user with knowledge of ICANN, and we need to do capacity building, to help them to do capacity building, to participate to capacity building for each and every region. Then I would like to urge us to find the place where we need input, because it will be relevant to help the finance department to understand what they want to do, but not to do too much things and to spend too much time on obvious part of the work we have to do. ICANN set up this organization for that very purpose, participation of end user into the process. And yes, we do a good job. Yes, we are where we are today, but we have a long way to go to be better. And at large, ALAC is doing its best for that. The finance of ICANN must help the community to do that better in the future. Thank you very much. And by the way, when we talk about ICANN, and I say that very often, I will re-say that, I heard people saying that, yes, ICANN will agree, ICANN will disagree with your proposal. No, you can't say that. ICANN, it's us. You you and me, and every one of us around this table online is ICANN. Then I am not a specialist of words, but you need to find a way to say, when you answer a question, to find a way to say, staff will decide, board will decide, or committee will decide, or we will decide together. But you can't say, ICANN will be agree, because or it's a global agreement, and then you can take ICANN as a word to say this type of thing. Thank you very much.
Response or taking that on notice, gentlemen? Choice is yours. Response? Go ahead, Juan.
Thank you, Sebastián. No, I completely agree, and I at least me personally, I apologize if I misspoke in regards to the use of ICANN, but I completely agree with you.
Thanks, Sebastián. Your comments are well noted. I agree that we need to do a better job funding the outreach. That's actually something that I've heard has, you know, we've been struggling with for a long time, and we need to get to a place where not only do we have a way to fund it, but also help you be able to plan activities instead of having to always wait and not be able to move because the funds are not there. I mean, it's paralyzing to not to know what's coming, and every year we have to go through this. That's why I wanted to more or less try to figure out a way to get your meeting that you want to have every period planned, and not, you know, because we're going to get, if we wait till the last minute to plan a meeting, then we're going to get a bad meeting. So if we can actually agree on a frequency and a set, then the meeting would, the quality of the meeting would be a lot better. We can build on it for 3 years instead of 3 months. So that talks to the quality of the product at the end, even though you're spending the money anyway. So I agree with that. And I hope that we will work together to try to get more of these kind of things already, you know, set up, so that you can plan your work and we can actually deliver the support that you need. Okay.
And I saw most of our AFRALO regional leaders nodding their heads furiously during that last few words. That's certainly a challenge in regions which have challenges for outreach. That would make a huge difference to them. Thank you very much. Tijani, you are after the next question. Un momento. Question two from Mr. Younger. Thank you, Danny. The October 09 draft new, I hope it's GTLD, not GTLS program, communication page 9, calls upon the at-large to produce global outreach events, produce seminars, produce informational materials that are easy to read and accessible in multiple languages, and maximise media outreach through targeted PR efforts. What is to be the at-large budget to cover these activities? Questions I would like the answer to, Danny, but I'm not sure that that's still in our current remit in 2010. I see Evan waving frantically at me. Go ahead, Evan.
Oh, that wasn't frantic. That comes later in the day. The conversations that at-large had with Scott Pinzon on Sunday offer a taste of the resources that are already being offered to us. So I guess in answer to Danny, I guess we can say the efforts have already started in terms of the resources being allocated. Scott's already told us that there are people yet to be hired, there are resources yet to be delivered, but they've been identified. The dialogue has now started to happen of how we exploit these resources, how we make best use of them, but I'm extremely happy to see that the resources are being allocated, the need is being acknowledged, and Scott is being wonderful to work with.
Indeed, and I won't hand to our leaders here, but I do want Eric gets a follow-up on that. Go ahead, Eric.
Thank you. I wanted to follow up on Evan's point that Scott's already provided me with material for outreach to Native American tribes with a very short timeline of December 16th for the White House summit. So Scott is just what we're looking for. Thank you.
And every time I've worked with he and the rest of the communications team, it has been an absolute joy. They go above and beyond the call of duty and can work hand in glove very comfortably with us. Tijani, over to you.
Oui, c'est plutôt un commentaire qu'une question.
I would like to post a question. In fact, it is a comment. Did you create this presentation? If it is so, I say thank you to you. But this seems it is a good presentation. I'm happy to see that we have a mentality change because we had a problem with our mentality and not a problem with the procedures. Why do I say this? Because before that, the general principles were exactly the same. ICANN prepares a strategic plan and proposes these plans to us. We make comments, we provide input, we provide ideas, and then the operational plan is exactly the same, and the same thing happens with the budget. We are requested to provide our opinion, needs. The needs are included within in the subject. But then anything is taken into account, and we are not even informed about this. Therefore, it is a problem of mentality. So if we change our mind, everything will change. We have seen detailed projects with the costs, with the minimum cost required, but sometimes this is funny because costs are very basic, and they are not taking into account anyway, so the impact is quite important. So if you don't believe me, please ask those who were participating in a workshop on behalf of Afrailo. This impacts importantly on ICANN's image because this is the way in which ICANN becomes visible for the rest of the world by means of a real participation in the different events of the internet ecosystem. So what do I mean by what do I mean by this? What I mean is that we make a lot of efforts. We devote a lot of time to create these operations. And we do it because we believe this is or this goes in favor of our community interest and the ICANN's interest. That's what we do this.
Your enthusiasm and your... No, I really do. I appreciate that you feel very strongly about these subjects, and you have my commitment that you know the spirit is there, and hard work is not going to stop us from actually communicating to you every decision we make, so that you're aware of why and how the process went about to decide certain things, so that everybody's aware. And I really believe that. Out of all the voluntary work, this team does the most voluntary work, and that's the real value of the whole organization is our outreach and how we bring more people into knowing what ICANN is, and really that's where we can get the most impact, give the most impact. So, and I appreciate that the team here, from what I've heard, has always tried to do things with the lowest cost possible without trying to. Abuse the system, and I will do my best to actually support you moving forward. And talk is cheap, as we say, and I hope that we will be able to demonstrate it in the future. Thank you.
I'm very aware of the time, and that in fact there's a small presentation you have to make to a larger group of people. Is that not the case? Yes, I thought that was the case. Okay. So we do have a few other questions, but may I, with permission, get staff to pass those on to you? I don't know who to look at. Whomever, the controller. I'll pass it on to, and he will decide whether he tells you. Okay. I will pass to the controller the questions that we have in the chat room, and can we implore you to respond in a written form that comes back not just to the person who sent them in this case mainly Danny Younger, but if it comes via staff, it can get put back into our meeting record, because most of these questions, are of interest to us all, and we do need, we live in a goldfish bowl here in At Large, right? We think of us as in a great big glass bowl. There is everything we do can be looked at. Nothing, unless it is extraordinarily confidential for extraordinary means, is behind closed doors. But like in a fishbowl, we occasionally need little drips of oxygen in through the water. I guess we're delighted to hear you might actually be considering giving us some food as well as some oxygen from time to time. Are there any more questions around the table before I let these people go? If not, one of the things I would like to just point out is with the timings you have on the current cycle, when the ALAC, we actually have a budget and finance subcommittee. We've had a budget and finance subcommittee since 2007. It's a global, it's a regionally balanced group, and it is a fully constituted subcommittee of the ALAC. It has worked on and off with various degrees of success, but one of the things when it has tried to work previously, getting things done like this, it had proposed a set of timelines where we would be in a position to have gathered from our grouping their needs and be doing the analysis at this meeting at each time of year. So it appears to me that we might just be slightly ahead of your pathway, but that shouldn't be a problem. But it is fairly important that we have the opportunity to have our cross-regional meeting to allow each of the regions, all who have competing requirements, they've got to fight about how many ice creams can perhaps be, you know, given and how much priority different people's, or we're mutual, you know, working with two regions on the same project. So what we will be doing is going back to some of our original planning, rejigging it into the modern thinking. We'll make the paradigm shift, make it fit with this model, and we'd very much like to invite probably Juan. We'll leave you alone. But you're welcome. You're always welcome. Perhaps one to one of our future ALAC meetings and what some of the regional meetings, and we'll really chew the fat on exactly when the insertion points are, because we want to make sure that the time for our at-large structures, 130 groups out there at the edges who may or may not meet monthly, they may only meet every 2 or 3 months, and when we get calls for public comment, the window's gone. So we need to get our people working much earlier. Then it has to come to the regions, then it has to come to here. We'll aim for this meeting each year to fit in with your cycle, as long as you respect that, for example, any of our Vietnamese people will have problems getting things back to you in, if it's a to and fro in the February time, because, you know, Tet's on, you know, things happen at certain times of year. To me, looks like ICANN looked at certain calendars of cultural holidays and chose their meetings around them. It's really quite bizarre. So we just need to have large enough blocks of time to work with. Any final questions from anybody? Anything on the chat room that I haven't noticed? If not, yes, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Just a general comment on what I've heard today, and I must say I'm rather pleased, and I just wanted to voice this, and hopefully look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
May we thank our presenters in the usual way. And may I ask all those in the room who want to stand and say a very fond goodbye to someone who's worked with us through hell and high water.
Actually, Kevin, I just wanted to make a note. At least from my point of view, I'd say you were probably one of the first people in ICANN senior management to get us.
Yeah, hear, hear. You did a bloody good job, mate.
You did a very good job of understanding us.
Bloody good job.
Very good job.
Thank you very much. It's been a pure joy.